Okay.
We have in the Parsha of Kisavo the mitzvah of Bikurim. The mitzvah of Bikurim is the marker for the concept of Hakaras HaTov. There is a halacha of Arvus. Every Jew is responsible for the other Jew if he did an aveira. And if you could have stopped him and you didn't, somehow you're subsumed under his aveira. Arvus. The halacha of Arvus. Responsibility. And we take our first fruits, and this beautiful procession, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Bikurim, based on the Mishnayos, all the Yidim go, and they pay homage and give gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we say every morning, Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, that one of the Yud Gimel Midas is a Binyanav. Binyanav. What's a Binyanav? You take one din and you use that as a model for Kol Torah Kula. Let us suggest today there are many, many Midas that God can have. But the Binyanav of all Midas is the concept of Hakaras HaTov. If you don't have Hakaras HaTov, and all your other midos really go down the drain. They all flow from being a person that can be makratov to Hashem, to your family, to your friends, your parents, and acknowledge that they've helped you and they've assisted you. If you're an ingrate, you go through life and meet a lot of people. Someone who's a good fellow is a makratov. More often than not, if the guy's not a good guy, he's not makratov to anyone. So I want to now go through with you 11 different nekudas regarding Hakaras HaTov. Okay? 11 different nekudas. I want you to get them. Number one, the word Yehudi. What is a Jew? To give thanks. The Gemara writes in Megillah, Shmuel, it's to be kofar avodah zarah. The notion of a Jew is hoda, to give thanks. What does the word hoda mean? Admit. That you admit to something, acknowledge something that someone has done for you a taiva. That's the essence of yid. The more you thank people and you're appreciative, you're living Kedushas Yisrael. You're a Yehudi. It's a very fascinating thing. The word Yehudi means to give thanks. That's number one. Number two, if you're an ingrate, the Medrash Tanchuma says you're not Bikairis. You can know Kol Torah Kulu. But if you're an ingrate, you're Dino Kapi Chorus. The Pasuk says about the butler in the end of Parshas Vayeshev, V'lo Zachar Yosef Vayishkacheyu. Not only did he not remember Yosef, he forgot him. Why do you need a double lashon? Not remembering synonymous and forget it. Mikan that a kafui told is not Bikairis. Yosef helped him out so much, the guy forgets about him. It's like a pella. The height of chutzpah. Worse than chutzpah. You can't recognize that Tzelem Elokim, everyone's built upon, that he helped someone. Your mamish dinu ka bikairis. The guy helped you. You're a Tzelem Elokim. Number three. Dvarim Doimim. The first three makis, Moshe Rabbeinu refused to perform. He had a Hakaras HaTov for Mayim. He wouldn't make it into blood or have frogs come from it. And he would not strike the ground to make it into lice because the ground helped him to bury the Mitzri. The halacha spills over even to inanimate objects. Hakaras HaTov. The story is told about the Rish Yeshiva, the great Gaon, Rav Gusman Zatzal. When the Nazis came and pillaged Vilna, he hid in the bushes for 8 hours. And when he came to America, then he made Aliyah and started his yeshiva, Netzach Yisrael, Rehov Ramban. He insisted to an older age to always water the bushes every day. And the Talmidim said, Rebbe, let us do it. He said, no, he has a debt of gratitude to bushes. Afilu Dvarim Doimim. Number three. Number four. We find Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz is Mechadesh. Even if someone does a favor to you, inadvertently, could even be a guy who's out to get you, and it turned out good for you, Hashem orchestrated it, if it's possible, I don't want, if he's going to punch you, you don't do it. But if it's possible to say thanks to the guy, then you're mechuyev to Apir Lach. Moshul Amah Adover Doimah. There was a baby drowning in a lake, Rahman al Islam. And there was a man that was near a wild donkey. The wild donkey bit him. And he had a terrible cut and it was getting infected. And he ran to the lake to wash off the wound. And lo and behold, he sees the baby drowning and he saves the baby. And the family says, "Sir, what can we do for you? Well, how can we thank you?" He says, "Don't thank me. Thank who? Thank the wild donkey." Mikan, when the Bnos Yisro were at the well, Moshe Rabbeinu saves them. The Medrash says that their father says to them, "What happened?" They say, "An Ish Mitzri Hitzilanu." So the Medrash says, "What did that mean?" Moshe Rabbeinu interrupted them and said, "Don't thank me. Thank the Ish Mitzri that I killed, that caused me to escape from Mitzrayim, and it came to this well." Afilu b'shoigeg. That's number four. Number five. Pshat b'dvar Hashem. What's pshat b'dvar Hashem mean? Pshat. Pshat b'dvar Hashem. Reinterpreting the words of Hashem. What do you mean reinterpreting? If Hashem comes to you in a chalom, he says, "I want you to walk across the street and eat an ice cream cone." You do it. If Hashem would even tell you to be angry or be a bal gaiva, you do it, right? Whatever the Avishter says, you do. We find in Parshas Matos, Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu to obliterate Midian. Destroy Midian. What does he do? He appoints Pinchas to be the general to lead Klal Yisrael in war. It's a pella. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to do it, not Pinchas. What's the pshat? Says the Kashmul Levitz Atzal. Moshe Rabbeinu is thinking to himself, "This is crazy. Hashem is telling me to be an ingrate." Here he grew up in the country of Midian. He matured into being the Manig Yisrael, and now he's being told to obliterate it. It's impossible. So he had to stand on his head and reinterpret the Dvar Hashem. And therefore, what does he say? It must be that Hashem told him to see to it they get destroyed, but he shouldn't do it himself. You never can reinterpret Pshat B'Dvar Hashem unless you're told to go against the Mida of Akar Satov. No other Mida. Because as we want to suggest, that's the Binyan Av. If you're told to be a Baal Gaiva, you got to do it. If you're told to be angry, you got to do it, even though they're terrible Midas. But if you're told to be a Kafri Tov, it is impossible. You have to explain it, re-explain it. That's number five. Number six, Tchias HaMeisim. What is the only occurrence, two occurrences in Tanakh where there was Tchias HaMeisim? With who? Eliyahu HaNavi and Elisha HaNavi, with the babies. We don't find it anywhere else. Rabbi Yechezkel with the dry bones, one day in the Gemara says that was a mashal. Machlokes where that really happened in the Gemara. Okay, but here it's clear that happened. They had nowhere to eat or sleep or drink, Eliyahu and Elisha. They go to these two families, they house them, they open up their homes. They were such tzaddikim, they had such an outpouring of feeling of Hakaras HaTov, Hashem gave them the miraculous strength to be Mechaye Mason. There's three keys Hashem has, more as a title. What are the three keys? Rain, childbirth, and Tchias HaMeisim. That's because they had such no other feeling. The feeling of Hakaras HaTov was so great they had, Hashem gave them this amazing koyach. So that's number six. Number seven. What's the only bracha that the Tzibor says in Chazar Shashatz? Modim. You know why? Says the Avudrom. Because you cannot give Akar Satov to Hashem through a shliach. It doesn't work through shlichus. It's a mitzvah shebaguf. We learned the Taisus Rid. Mitzvah shebaguf, you cannot what? You cannot do through shlichus. You can't ask another guy to put tefillin on filling on your on his body for you. Akar Sadov is very personal. It cannot be done through a shliach. Davud Rom, by Modin. Number 8. We find, the Chassam Sofer writes, many times a guy becomes rich, he makes it, he was poor, he doesn't remember the guys that helped him. There is no statute of limitations when it comes to Akar Satov. You always have to, you know what that means? You know what I mean by that? Statute of limitations. That could have been good to you 30 years ago, or 10 years ago. Avram Avinu, after he became very wealthy, he stayed at the same one-star hotels that he stayed when he was not wealthy. Rashi says Al HaTorah in the beginning of Bereishis, I think it was Vayera, the Chassam Sofer is Medayik. So Akar Satov, Afilu, Kashir, or we'll just write Ata Usher. Kashir Ata Usher, or Vizman Rav. There is no statute of limitations when it comes to Akar Satov. That is number one, number 8. Number 9. Very, very interesting. And we'll close with this, then we got to do Riku. Do you know how some guys have an attitude of quid pro quo? You help me, I'll help you. You help me, I'll help you. Even Steven. Now we're even Steven. I'll throw you in the trash can. That's not the way Halacha treats him. You know who had that attitude? Moav. Lot escorted Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu, as a debt of Akar Satov, said, I'm going to what save you? Og told him he was captured. He went to save him. You know what? The philosophy of Moab is where even Stephen, when we needed to cross into Eretz Israel, they wouldn't let us, right? Unless we paid them money for the water. When it comes to our Akar Satov, it's everlasting. It doesn't end with quid pro quo, reciprocality. You reciprocated, we're even Stephen. Finished. Not true. Akar Satov, Li'olam, we'll write it. Akar Satov, Li'olam. Even if the other guy did you the Tova. So, what is this all based on? And I want you to get it. I'm telling you, it's such a critical concept. It's all based on the mitzvah in our parsha called Bikurim. Bikurim is you bring the first fruits to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you say thank you. And you're not a kafui tov. That's the mucker that we always have to say. I remember we moved once, and the moving company kept saying thank you to the guy. We could add this on. So the owner just said to me, he said, Rabbi, you know, stop saying thank you. You know? And I was thinking to myself, maybe because I was saying it too much, maybe he thought I wasn't sincere. Doesn't mean you have to say it 10, 20 times, but it shows you have to be sincere about it when you say thank you in a very real way. Because that's living as a yid. It seems like every time you say thank you, you're fulfilling Kedushas Yisrael. That's the mitzvah of Bikurim Kisovo. And I think it's no mistake that the Gemara in the end of Megillah says Ezra made a takana. And I announced this in Shul before laning on Kisovo, when I remember. Ezra made a takana that you must read the Klalos before Rosh Hashanah. Because Tich Lashana v'Kilaloseha. Let the year finish, God forbid, in any of its curses and punishments. And let's start a year anew with good health and simcha, but also with that Musar Haskel, that you must have that mandate and mantra of Akar Satov as a Yid. Then you can go into Yom HaDin ready to appreciate what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given you. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a good Shabbos. Sunday we have Shana Monday. Od Yishama. Oh, first time in this lesson. Hey, Ari Yehuda. Oh, Bechutza, Zeh Bechutza, Yerushalayim. Od Yishama. Hey, Ari Yehuda. Oh, God, love.
Ashrei Yishvei Meitav, Chodin Chasalo. Shekoklo.